And here's the kickoff. Back to return it at the five. He's going to his left from the right. He's got some breathing room. Cutting upfield, almost a midfield already. Finally brought down on the 45. Wow, heck of a return. Really no piles in sight.
A lot of good blocking on the Cardinal side of that ball there, Don.
There sure was. And that was, Mr. Lombardi on that return, the captain. So, piles.
A 40-yard return by Lombardi. Special team tackle, Caleb Lowney.
Caleb Lowney with the tackle for the piles.
At the 45.
So here come the Cardinals in business here. Trips right, no receivers left. Tailback on Lennon's right. Quick pass to the tailback on the screen. He's got some breathing room. Cuts around the corner of field. He's got a first down and then some. Finally brought down at the 30.
Brought down by Damon Loker.
Damon Loker with the tackle there, number 46. So right away in the very first play of the game on a quick screen, Cardinals move the chains all the way to the 33 of the Pios. Ball in the right hash. Single receivers both sides. We have a pistol formation with a fullback as well. No, now the tailback goes to the right. Here's the handoff up the middle. To the left. And then finally, Helios Martinez with some help. But he pushes forward. Actually, turns out to be a 6-yard gain. They had him stop for a 2 or 3 yarder, but an extra effort. Tim Nelson in on that as well to finish him off. Good initial contact by Martinez, but just couldn't wrap cloth. Tenacious running by the tailback there, Joe Sacco, one of the leading runners in the country. Trips right, ball in the left hash. It's a pistol formation here for Lennon. Flanker goes in motion out of the left. Second and six. And it's a pass, gets the snap over the middle. He's got a guy. And very close to a first down there.
Just short, I think, Don.
Yeah. Will Campbell with the tackle. D'Angelo Hardy with the reception there out of Lake Villa, Illinois. So we have a third and one here. 13-13 is your time remaining in the first quarter. Ball in the left hash, again showing trips right here. Pistol formation for Lennon. And I think that's Jordan Chisholm on that handoff. Yep, up the middle, Chisholm to the right.
Wow.
He fights through, and there's going to be a touchdown. Wow. Sean Allen, excuse me, not on the deep there. We're too deep.
Well, once again, that blocking.
Sean Allen, the 5'10 freshman. Sorry, John, out of Flossmoor.
Right. Superb blocking by the Cardinals.
Yeah, there really was. So now you know why North Central decided not to wait to the second half. Sean Reinick for the extra point, the freshman from Downers Grove. Snap, hold, and kick is all good. So with 12 minutes and 53 seconds, the Cardinals draw first blood here early in the first quarter. It's 7-0. Pios are up next with the ball. When we come back after this quick 30-second break. Calvin, take it away, please.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer.
Kickoff will be taken by, that's Keon Miller there, at his own 14. Gets upfield, pushed out of bounds at about the 28, so decent start. decent field position for the Pios. Looks like number 25, Jordan Williams at the tackle there. Actually, Jackson Rummel, I stand corrected. So obviously a very important drive here for the Pios this early in the game. Would you say, Johnny?
I would say we'd like to see a very sustainable long drive and burn up some clock, because that running offense on the other side of the Cardinals is pretty tough.
That is it, yep. Pios in all navy, white jerseys, orange helmets. Twins right, single receiver left. Mikey Coleman on Josh's left. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his left over the middle. He's got a guy. Looks like his tight end there for a very short gain, maybe three on that. And that was Reed Breckheimer. So they're going to call that a gain of, is that two or three there? We're going to call it second and eight here. Ball at the 30 there. Jaron Williams with the tackle. Twins right. Double tight end left. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right. Clock running, 12:10 and counting. 12:16, excuse me. Raby waits for the snap. Here it comes. He hands it off to Coleman. Coleman running to his left. Has a little bit of room there. Pushes forward all the way to the 25 there. So nice 5-yard gain, setting up a third and a short three. So
we'll take 5 yards, Don.
Yeah, I like the blocking on that, Johnny.
Sure, me too.
You know, that was some good real estate there for Coleman to take charge of, and he pushed his way through for a couple more.
Absolutely.
So that dog will hunt.
Let's take some more of that as we go along here.
That's it.
Get a first down, burn some clock, keep the offense on the sideline.
Trips right, double tight end left. Coleman on Raby's right here in this third and three here. 11:34 and counting in the first quarter. Pios trailing 7-0. And here it is. Fakes the handoff. Raby over the middle. He's got a guy. It's caught.
I think it's the first down.
Yep. And that was number 13 on that.
It's a rattling of the chains, Don.
That's it. We needed
like
that.
Hearing
we
that need, sound.
We needed that. Santiago Rios with a big catch there. And, you know, Raby threw that in a little traffic, but it was a great play action.
He looked sharp.
He had a lot of people thinking that Mikey Coleman had the ball.
Threaded the needle there.
So ball in the middle of the field at the 41, first and 10 Pios. Twin packages both sides. Coleman on Raby's left here in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Coleman looking to his right. Pressure underneath. It's caught to Coleman.
Nice screen.
Big field. Oh, he breaks one tackle, breaks the second one. And he's
That's another great first play down.
Yeah, all the way to the 41.
Beautifully
designed.
So they are
now in North Central Territory. Yes. It was, you know, I thought that they deflected that pass, Johnny, but it went. Coleman got it, and he great blocking of field and broke couple tackles there.
Taking advantage of that Cardinal aggressive
defense. An 18-yard gain, yeah, absolutely. So first and 10 at the 41 of North Central for Raby and Company. Trips right, ball in the left hash. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right. Shotgun formation, 10:30 and counting in the first quarter. Here's a snap. Gives to Coleman up the middle. Decent hole. He's going to push forward. Great movement.
Nice run.
Wow. That's close to another first down.
Up the gut.
I stand. That was Jackson Kaysen in that now. A good hard run by Case up the middle.
Yes, sir. Impressive drive so far by the Pios.
It really is, yep. Gain of nine there at the 33 of the Cardinals. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right here. Second and one. Here's a snap. It's a high one. He fakes. He's rolling out. He throws it. Kind of a throwaway there. Rios was the intended receiver, but good pressure from number 10 of North Central. That was Jack Orr, the DB, the junior safety on that. And, I think because the high snap, he couldn't get the hand up off.
Yeah.
He had to jump for that.
Yeah. Zach Orr came in just untouched.
Good job by Raby, just throwing that away. Yep. It's third and one here. Trips right. No receivers left. Case on Raby's right here. It's 9:48 and counting in the opening quarter. Pioneers trailing 7-0, but moving the ball very well downfield. The drive that started at their own 28. And a snap, handoff left to Case. He's got room on the outside. Has the first down. Pushed back, but he got to about the 27 there. So first down and then some. A.J. Adamczyk with the tackle there. So a 5-yard gain and another Pioneers first down.
Got to like that.
You sure do.
That offensive line on the Pios is showing, you know, they're made of some metal too here.
9:35 and counting. Ball at the 20, it looks like the 28 of the Cardinals. Twin packages both sides. Mikey Coleman back in the game on Raby's left. Shotgun formation. Here's the snap. Raby looking to his right downfield in the corner. Incomplete.
That
good
was close.
Coverage. Yeah, I thought he went in. Was that Eichstead? Austin Eichstead, a tender receiver, but blanket coverage from the All-American corner, Antoine Walker. And so that'll be a huge matchup tonight, Johnny. The All-American against one of the great All-Conference players, as we mentioned, on a lot of NFL watch lists, Austin Eichstead. So I thought it was a good pass by Josh.
That had potential for 6 points yep. there.
So second and 10, Twins right, single receiver left. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right, shotgun formation. Here's a snap. Fakes a quick pass. Hands off to Coleman, going the other way. Really no room. Tackled for a loss there.
The handoff went to Mikey Coleman.
Wow.
I would say they're in field goal range right now, Don. What do
Big
you think?
Big Martin Egbo, number 9, with a huge tackle behind the line. I like the design of that play because they faked a quick pass, but it turned out to be a loss of 3. So the design was good, the outcome not so good. Field goal range, but I'd rather see them get a first here.
Yeah, sure.
I know it's a long way to go, but it's 3rd and 13. Trips right, single receiver left. That's Josh Hill all alone on the left. Ball in the left hash. Mikey Coleman on the right. Here's the snap. Raby's rolling out. He's in some trouble. Gets it away. Oh, nobody really in the field there. Really no receiver. I'm surprised he didn't get an intentional grounding on that. So,
yeah.
What will the Piles do here in fourth down? Well, the Cardinals' defense answered the bell, excuse me.
They certainly did.
Some good pressures.
They got aggressive and caused some grief for Raby.
Yeah, yep. I got 8:32 left with the incomplete pass, and we have a defensive holding.
Oh,
that's an automatic first down. So huge break
That'll
on Piles.
Things.
That might explain why Raby had nobody to throw to, because I think they were going to release Mikey Coleman on that, and he was nowhere to be seen. So I think that's your answer. So big break for the Piles. But, again, it looked like it was going to be a well-designed play because that side of the field was open.
But
first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Twins right, ball in the left hash, double tight end left with a wing. And Raby gets the snap. He's looking to his right downfield, going across the middle. Oh, well covered. And a flag.
You could have called defensive.
You know, the coverage was there.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
The defensive back had his back to the quarterback.
There is a flag on the field.
Let's see.
This could be huge.
You got to turn around and make a play on that. And that's what hurt us in that key play in the Augie game.
Boy, I thought he turned around just in the nick of time, but the Zebras maybe saw it different.
There might have been some contact there, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looked a little handsy.
So back-to-back penalties helped the Pio offense. And Raby, he pitched a bullet in there.
He
was looking at Eichstad in the corner. Eichstad was well covered by the All-American.
Yeah, Raby leaned into that one when he threw it. That was
he sure did,
quite a frozen
Antoine
rope.
Antoine Walker, yeah. So then he went over the middle. Yeah, sorry about that, yeah.
Pretty close.
So trips right. He hands it off there to Jackson Case. He pushes forward. He's near the goal line, short. It's about the 2 yard line.
Short.
So a nice 3 yard gain there, 2 or 3 yard gain.
Tough run up the middle.
Yep. Clock running now, 8:13. Cusumano with the tackle for the Cardinals.
This is a great drive.
It really is. A good and eating up a lot of clock. So
just what you want.
Hopefully that Cardinal offense will be a little flat here. So trips right again. Case on Raby's right this time. Shotgun formation. 7:56. 7-0. High snap. Gives it to Case again. And he's close. He was met by a couple Cardinals there. He's at the 1 yard line.
Boy, he looked like he was in.
I thought so too. But good stop there by the Cardinal defense. DJ Adamczyk again. Second time we've called his name on a big tackle.
What do you say we score here, Don?
Yep. You know, I say you put Raby over center on a silent snap and just have that big 6'7" frame just push
Plow
over.
Forward.
Yep. Like another Josh I know would. Third and goal here. Yep, Raby's under center here. Big bunch. Raby's gets the snap, pushes it in. No signal yet. Wow, they're stopping him short there.
Man.
Very short. It's about the half-yard line. Julian Bell credited for the tackle.
They're going to line up and do it
again.
They're
going to do it. You got to do it again here. Fourth and inches here. 7:34 remaining. Snap. Here it is. Will they get there? I don't know. He leans the ball over, though. Touchdown, Miles.
Woo-hoo!
Josh Raby with like a layup there. Right over the rim of the basket. They had him stopped, and Raby took that long arm and reached it over, and all you got to do is break the play, and a heads-up play by Raby as Coach Buda runs out almost halfway through the field to congratulate him. What an effort by the Piles.
Yeah, what a great drive.
I mean, really, after that that opening drive by the Cardinals. Jacob Laurent for the extra point. Snap hold is good. And so is the extra point. So
here we go.
With 7:20 remaining, we are tied at 7. Pio's taking on the number one team in the nation and answering the call after getting pummeled on the opening drive by the Cardinals. What was that, 3 or 4 plays?
Yeah.
And a 20-yard rushing touchdown, just about.
The Cardinals kind of shot themselves in the foot a couple times.
It's how you answer the bell there, yep. And I think a credit to Coach Buda's offense. They drew those penalties.
Right, and sometimes you got to win ugly.
Yep. So, but, you know, there were a lot of nice plays, though, there, you know.
Yeah, there really was.
So
that was an impressive drive by the
Piles. Really was, yeah, yep. So Laurent, like the center there, you know, reaching that ball into the rim over the crowd there.
Yeah, it was a great play.
You know, if he doesn't reach that ball over, they might have had him stopped again.
Raby just put his arm over the goal line when there was still just enough momentum to go.
So,
the refs called it.
We're going to keep it here as both teams are out in the field. Both kick special teams, shall I say. Jacob Laurent, after the tying point, will now kick it deep. And back to receive. It says here on my list that Sean Allen and Joey Lombardi. Jack Rummel not on the list here, but not. So Laurent to kick off from the 35. And here's the boot. And it'll be fielded right at about the 1 yard line here. Wow, he's got a big hole up the middle. Another long one. He can go all the way. He's on his way. 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Cardinals.
What an answer for that.
Lombardi. Joey Lombardi, the senior from Chicago.
Wow.
Wow. Untouched. I don't think anyone.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
You can drive a truck through the hole that kick return team. Lauren kicked it deep enough. Was about the one. But really, nope. So they're going for the extra point here. Reinick for the extra point. Hold snapper good, and so's the extra point. So just like that, one play later, Cardinals get the lead back. 7 minutes, 14 seconds left in the first quarter. We've seen a lot of football so far, Johnny.
We sure have. Wow. Boy, right back at you.
Right back at you.
You know, the Piles did everything right on that drive, man.
Yep.
You know, and then they have that happen. You know, little mojo swing there, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, Johnny, the opening drive, they run it back to their own 45. The second kick return goes 98 yards. I say the Piles try an onside kick or just do a pooch. Force them to catch the ball in midair and maybe one of those upbacks drops it. But I'd say with the way things are going now, I don't think I would kick it deep unless you're going way into the end zone.
Yeah, you know, they got to hit that coffin corner or something here.
Yeah, you just get the penalty, yeah. I wouldn't allow any returns from this point on. The good news is the Cardinal offense is still on the bench, so it keeps them off the bench if there's any silver lining here. And the hot pile offense gets to come back out again real quickly. So kicking off is Sean Reinick, who just put in the 14th point. And it's Keon Miller back to receive. It's a shorter kick. Miller's going to field it at about the 14. He runs straight up the middle, gets through a couple seams, and he's all the way to the 31, 32. And, again, we'll take that.
Sure.
Decent field position there.
Good run back.
Yeah. So Raby and company back out on the field again after scoring in the opening drive from their own 28. A one-yard plunge from Raby to, at the time, tie the game. Now they're down 14-7. 7:09, your time remaining in the first quarter.
And Raby looked sharp in that last series.
He sure did. Twins right, single receiver left. Right tight end wing, actually an up back there. I think that's Trevor Hancock. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Hands it off to Coleman. Finds the seam up the middle, and he pushes.
Wow, big hole.
Close to another first down. He's just short at the 41-and-a-half yard line there. So it's going to be like second and a very short one there. The two chain guys getting to know each other real well with the spot. So Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end flank left. Or wing, I should say. Coleman on Raby's right here, awaiting the snap.
I think you try a long
6:37 is your time. Here's a snap. He looks quick, pass to the right. Oh, overthrows Josh Hill there. He had to jump for that. Hill got a hand on it. It was way too high.
Josh Hill, the intended receiver.
So now it's a third and a short one here. Wouldn't have been a big gain, but enough for a first down there.
Right.
So let's see. Raby looking over to the sideline, awaiting the calls. The signal's coming from the backup quarterbacks. There's three of them that give you different signals. Ball in the middle of the field here. Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's right. Raby gets the snap. Fakes to Coleman. He's rolling out right. He can
run it
himself, and he will. First down all the way. Gets all the way to the 45 there, so enough for a first. I like
first
the design
down
there.
Moving the chains. I think that was designed that way unless somebody was just completely wide open.
They sent Eichstad deep on that side, so there was room for Raby to run, and good blocking there on the right side as well. So
he just,
that was Kevin Whitman sealing there on the right tackle, giving Raby some room there. Twins left, single receiver right, ball on the right hash. Coleman on Raby's right. He gets the snap. Looking at, oh, heavy
trouble.
Price going to get sacked. Really not much time there for Raby. Myron Loomis, big number 77 for the Cardinals. The big sack on Raby.
Never had a chance.
Nope, the sophomore from Aurora's Merriman Academy. So they're way back now at the 36-yard line, 37-yard line.
Result of the play, a loss of nine.
So it's second and 19 here.
19 at the 37.
Twin packages both sides. Coleman on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Raby looks deep on the right side. He's got Eichstad. And it's caught. First down.
Wow, nice long ball.
All the way to the 31-yard line they're marking it.
Beautiful.
You know, if Eichstad didn't have to turn around to catch that, he's going for the end zone.
I think so, dude.
He fell down catching it as he adjusted his position, but great release, though, by Raby, just the same.
We'll take that.
Yep, on second and 19, we'll gladly take that. So, twin packages both sides, ball near the 30. 5:03 is your time remaining. Pio's trailing 14-7. Raby looks over to the sideline. Mikey Coleman on his right here in the shotgun. Here's a high snap, gives it, no, fakes Coleman. Beautiful pass over the middle there to Santiago Rios in the flank. Brought down by a couple safeties there. That's going to be a nice 6 or 7 gain there. Quick release after the fake handoff. I like the play action on that, Johnny.
Yeah, that was really well designed, well executed.
Sealed the defense enough to get that pass off.
Yep. Kept the linebackers in check.
So they're calling it 2nd and 4. Ball now at the 26. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the right hash. It's a quick screen to Mikey Coleman. He fights through for a first down. And
look at him go.
Four. Wow, great yards after the catch. On the screen, he gets all the way to about the 12 or 13. Eight down territory.
He gets what you call buggy.
Yeah, the fly. The Bloomington fly, Mikey Coleman.
Man, I like when guys do that.
Jackson Case in the game now, giving Coleman a little blow here. Eichstad all out on the right side. Ball on the right hash. 1st and 10. Twin receivers left. Case on Raby's left in the shotgun. Here's the snap. A high snap. Raby's got it. Looking to the right.
He's
got Eichstad.
A little high.
Yep. There was some contact there, but I think Eichstad timed the jump a little too early there. 3:47 remaining, and the clock stops with the incomplete pass. And again, with that All-American corner on the coverage, Antoine Walker. Or maybe that was a different... Actually, that was Jerron Williams.
Jerron Williams.
So that's the lineup, maybe the mismatch they wanted here. Twins left, single receiver right, Case on Rabies right here, second and 10. Josh Hill goes in motion. He comes back to the split. The snap, he's looking to the left of the side, going to the corner. And it's a little too deep there.
Well,
Santiago Rios was the intended receiver, and he was well covered. I thought it was Josh Hill there for a second. Great coverage there by the Cardinal D-backs. That was Julian Bell, the safety.
Cardinal D-backs are fast.
They sure are. Third and 10 here. Ball's at the, excuse me, that was a 15 of the Cardinals with 3:43 remaining in the first quarter. A 14-7 Cardinal lead. Pio's threatening again. Twin packet, twin receivers left, nobody right. Running back left, snap. He's looking to the right. Now he's over the middle.
He's over the touchdown!
Oh, he got catered right at the end.
Wow.
What a that
Trevor he hung on to it.
Trevor Hank. Let's see.
14
Trevor Hancock with the touchdown. And I'm sure we'll get a big high five from Todd and maybe a burger after the game. What a great play by Raby. He had he was looking to the corner and he had everyone faked out and he got Hancock. Hancock got patty caked, but he hung on and we're 1 point away from the tie. And with the extra point by Laurent, we
what
are
that?
Tied. 3:37 remaining.
Pio's
it's a 14 all game. So much for that low scoring affair, Johnny. Although there's a lot of football left to be played. So
I think I may have misspoken out of the gate.
Yep. Hey, let's take a quick 30-second break here, Calvin, on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to WAUK's live coverage of Pioneer Football. Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon are down at Benedetti Worley Stadium in Naperville, Illinois, watching a great game. It's 14-14, back and forth. Big offensive effort here tonight.
Jacob Laurent ready to kick off to Rummel and Lombardi. Hopefully he'll just kick it short. And this just in from Triple G. They have us on in the pit down in the campus center. So greetings to all the Pio students. There on campus. It's a short kick. It's open. No one's on it yet. Finally picked up. No, it looks like it's almost recovered by the Pios.
Very close.
Boy, it's like a chip shot in golf there. And it's like a spot at the 25, so that's as good as a touchback. What a boot by Laurent. It was almost like the Carroll return team didn't know what to do with that bouncer.
Yeah, they were a little out of sorts there.
Yeah, so... And Triple G's eating a haystack onion ring cheese curd burger. That does sound like heaven. So fire up a couple of those for us next week when we're back for homecoming.
All right, let's see what the Pios can do here.
We got it. So here is Lennon and company with the Monsters of the Midway on offense. Ball in the left hash, 25 of the Cardinals. Twins right. It's 3:36 left in the first quarter here. Piles in their usual 4-2 lineup. Tailback on Lennon's right. Now he's on the left. And here's the snap. It's going to... No, he fakes the tailback. He's looking downfield. And it's a long one. He's got
wide open.
It's cut.
Oh, my God.
He's got some room. Will they catch him?
He's going in.
Another touchdown. Wow.
One play later.
76-yard touchdown pass. D'Angelo Hardy, the senior from Lake Villa. What a pass.
Unfortunately, the Pios got a little turned around on that coverage.
Had some good protection there, and it was a play action too. So It looked like the tailback was getting that.
Well,
Jordan Chisholm.
Yeah, as you say, Don, you know, at least the offense is off the field.
Yeah. Extra point is good, and now it's 21-14, and there's still 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first quarter. So far at homecoming, the fans getting their money's worth.
Pretty exciting football tonight.
It sure is. And, you know, that was much more promising for the Pios in terms of the kickoff. But then the first play from scrimmage.
You know, as much as I like a good defensive chess match, you know, like we saw last time.
Yeah.
This offensive chess match is pretty exciting, too.
It sure is. No, it's like watching Loyola Marymount basketball in the Paul Westhead era. That was quite a connection there.
Yeah, it was.
Lennon and Hardy.
Couldn't have drew it up any better.
Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, right.
They just announced that Washington University beating Illinois Wesleyan 38-10. Not much of a surprise there. As the sun starts to go down, got some red sky at night here. In Chicagoland. Keon Miller back at the 10-yard line. Rennick with the kick. And it's another short kick. Hill gets it on the left side at the 11-yard line. He's running to the right here, following some blocking. Got a seam up the middle.
He's got some room.
Pushing forward, brought down about the 29. So, Pyle's remaining consistent on the returns.
That's a nice return, Don.
It was. He followed his blocking and got all the way up the seam. Well covered eventually there by the Cardinals.
You know,
he
breaks one more guy there, and that goes for a much longer game.
It sure does, yeah.
But that's very reasonable when you can bring it out to the 29.
That's the average so far in three returns. So
that's a good deal.
You know, we'll take that field position.
Absolutely.
Twins left, single receiver, right ball in the right hash here. Right tight end wing there. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right here in a shotgun. Coach for North Central running out towards the ref to signal something out to his team. Raby awaiting the snap. Here it comes. It's a handoff to Coleman up the middle. He pushes forward. About a good 4 or 5 yard gain up the middle there. Decent little hole.
Yeah. Fought real hard.
And Coleman, yeah, fights for a few more. So I think they're calling that a 4 yard gain one. A little more than a 4 yard gain there. Second and 6 for the Pios. 2:53 and counting in the first quarter. Pios trailing 21-14. Now we got Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's left. And he fakes to Coleman on the snap. Going downfield, Eichstead again. And Eichstead cannot bring it down.
It was close. He had a hand on it.
Yep. And that was, Jerron Williams also doing a good job there. And the star receiver, Austin Eichstead. So second and 10. Clock stops with 2:35. Ball at the 33. Third and 5 here. Third and 4. Third and 5. Twins left, single receiver right. Wing right with Trevor Hancock. Coleman on Raby's left. Here's a snap. He looks
to
his left. He's got a guy. It's Rios.
That's interference. Come on.
And, wow, no flag there.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, he got pushed. I am surprised the other calls they made, they didn't call that one.
Oh,
there was obvious contact there.
He almost knocked the guy over.
Wow. So the Pios have to punt for the first time today.
Ay, ay, ay.
I am amazed at the composure of the Pioneer sideline. There was definite contact there in coverage. Noah Streveler in to punt for the first time. Back to return at his own 25. Is Jake Rummel. Jack Rummel. So long punt. It's fielded.
Come on.
Gets around one
Let's
tackle.
Get him.
Going to the outside. Gets the 20, 25. Finally push. Brought down about 36.
Flag.
And there's a flag down here. I wonder what that's all about.
Jake Rummel on the return. I don't know. Hope it's a hold.
There is a flag on
Be nice if it was a flag.
Push him back. I don't know.
Could be. 82 of the piles on that tackle. Adam Anderson from Brown Deer.
Against the Cardinals. Holding.
It is holding against the Cardinals. That was a long punt by Streveler. Rummel had to go back from the 25 to the 15 to field that. A 50-yard punt there. Noah Streveler. But a tough break for the Pio offense there and what I thought was an obvious interference call.
I thought so, too. I can't believe that the
Rios
sideline.
Rios was open, too. Yeah, maybe the pass a little underthrown there by Raby.
Whatever.
But it's still, I mean, you can still be underthrown and get interfered with. So that's
correct.
Not the issue.
That's yet. What happened.
Trips left here. Tailback moves to the quarterback's left. Snap. Hand it off to the tailback up the middle there. He pushes forward. Oh, breaks out. Big run here. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Finally brought down out the 42. Joe Sacco, the big return.
Huge blocking, huge holes.
Yep. And there is a flag. Is there a flag? No.
Big game.
It's coming back, though. I think there was a hold. Yep. And the Cardinals are walking back, so good sign there.
Push him back. Push him back. Way back.
So there was a good push by the Cardinal line there, and then Sacco broke out of a tackle and took it all the way to, like, the 42. But
well,
that's all negated.
You can't do that.
Yep. Someone got held. But we've seen a lot of big plays here from this Cardinal offense. Finally, two penalties in a row. First one on their punt return. Keeps the Pio defense in business here, looking to reverse some fortunes and finally get a stop. This is unusual for them. First and 10. So it's from the spot of the foul here. So they're at their 20-yard line. Snap. Fakes a handoff. He rolls out right. He's got a guy. And it's caught. Nick Rummel. He had to take a knee to catch that, thankfully, because he was wide open there.
Yeah, he had a lot of real estate in front of him.
It was kind of an out pattern there. Actually, no, it was like a long post coming from the left side to the far right sideline. So ball at the 45, first down, Cardinals, minute 40 remaining and counting. Tight twins right, single receiver left, ball on the right hash. And handoff left to tailback Sacco. A lot of room on the right. The flag is down. Looks like another holding call. So it'll come back.
Sacco,
so.
There is a flag on the field.
And they threw that right in the backfield there. So it looks like a hold. Yep, they're coming back. And so there's one explanation for how well the Cardinals are running the ball. And
right.
They finally just got away with a few at the beginning, I guess.
Well, they sure did.
So, and sun is on its way down. We see a red sky there on the horizon.
You know, last meeting, the Cardinals had 363 yards of on the ground gain. So
wow.
That's a bunch. And they're starting off to have a night like this, but these penalties are
they're certainly helping the Pio defense. Yeah,
you got that right.
Balls, yeah, sorry.
That's okay, go ahead.
Ball's now spotted at the 35-yard line.
After the penalty, first down.
1:27 in the first quarter here. Twins left. Flanker from the right in motion. It's a quick screen to the tailback. He's got some space again. Gets through another tackle. He's got first down yardage. We're finally brought down after about an 11-yard gain.
D'Angelo Hardy,
who scored on that long pass earlier.
Drake Emanuel
on that tackle with some help from Damon Loker. So gain 11. First down, Cardinals at their own 46 here, 45. As number 24 comes back in.
Second and 9 at the 46.
Joe Sacco, starting tail. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball on the left hash here. Sacco on Lennon's left. It's a handoff to Sacco, going from the left to the right. He's got some piles there to meet him, though. No gain, 1 yard at the best. And that was Will Campbell. With help.
No gain on that one.
No gain.
No.
Evan Holm finishing off the tackle there, but great job by Will Campbell. So now we got a third down here. Is that right? That can't be right. Third and 10?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I thought it was just second
third
down.
Third and 9.
They're going to let the clock wind down. That'll be it for a very exciting first quarter with the Pios trailing the Cardinals of North Central 21-14. We'll take a 30-second break here on the Cardinal Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away. We'll be back with the second quarter after this.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, welcome back to live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm Johnny Watermelon with Don Brown calling the game for the Pioneers in Naperville, Florida against the Cardinals.
Illinois.
I wanted to be in Florida. I was thinking the heat was on.
We're not just in Naperville,
Illinois.
Johnny. We're
sorry.
At Benedetti Worley Stadium.
Benedetti Worley Stadium in Naperville, Illinois.
We're about to start
and here
second.
We go for an exciting second quarter.
As we switch sides here, third and 10, Twins left. They're going to hand it out left here, and he runs into a crowd of Pios.
What?
Sacco. And that was Big Tim Nelson finishing him off, even gave him a couple extra yards there. So fourth down for the Cardinals. I still don't think that's right, Johnny, even LaMarcus says it. But there's some changes here, but it still looks like the offense is out in the field.
Well, they have a lot of confidence in this offense if they're going
sure.
for it on this.
Well,
you know,
I still think it's third down, though. Let's see. Yeah, well, you're right. Fourth down. Fourth and eight. Twins right. Single receiver left. Wing left. Tailback on Lennon's left. Big fourth and eight here. Here's the snap. Oh, he's going to quick punt it. It's going deep. And will it roll into the end zone? No!
It's a safety.
No, it's not. 1 yard line. Oh. No, they're calling it a touchback. Wow, big break for the Pios.
Wow, big break.
I think the ball might have crossed the plane or the special teams
yeah,
member.
Yeah, I think the guy when he first grabbed it went across the plane.
But,
that was an exciting play. My
that,
God.
That Pio tried picking it up there
yeah.
with a crowd of
Aye, aye, aye.
So, another big break for the Pios. And you got to love the call there, the quick kick.
Yeah.
From this Cardinal offense. You thought, knowing how well that offense is, that they were going to go for it there. But,
boy, that was you don't see that very often,
the
dude.
The excitement continues here. No time off the clock on that. So, they must have called the touchback right away when the ball crossed the plane there. So ball on the left hash here, the 20-yard line. Twins right, single receiver left. Jackson Case in the game now on Raby's right here in a shotgun formation, first and 10, 21-14. Raby gets the snap. He hands it off to Jackson Case on the left, and he pushes forward for about 2 or 3 yards there before a swarm of Cardinals meet him.
Tackled by James.
And it looks like gain of three. Second and 7 now at the 23. 13:38 and counting. Pios down by 7, 21-14 here. Trips left. Single receiver right. Case on Raby's right here. Ball on the left hash. Quick snap. Fakes a quick pass to one way. Goes the other way to the tight end. And he loses yardage there to Austin Eichstead. They were looking right to a screen to Case, and Raby faked it, went to his left there to Eichstead, but
that was his check down. That screen was covered, and he had to go to his second guy, and there it was.
I think, too, I think they're trying to create a you know, a distraction there. But I think because Eichstad was the intended receiver, he's got a lot of eyes on him. So twins right, single receiver left, second and, third and seven. So here's the snap. He's going to his left, Eichstad. Incomplete. Oh, well covered there. Antoine Walker was in coverage there. So the punt unit comes back out again for the Pios. And so, I get it. They got him in isolation, but they got him being covered by an All-American corner.
Noah
Strebler
is in punt
formation. Strebler into punt.
Yeah, those
Jack
passes.
Jack Rommel back at this 41.
Just got to be perfect.
I just like to see something underneath coverage, maybe like a button hook. Here's the snap. Punt, it's a little dribbler here. Takes a friendly bounce and continues to roll just past the 30. He'll be downed at the 29 of the Cardinals. So interesting punt there by Strebler. They're done seeing returns by these Cardinal returners. So
you think?
Oh, yeah. But that's a 43-yard punt, though, that
yeah,
I think
we'll
it died
that.
Around the 50 or 45 and rolled all the way to the 29. So
yeah.
They're doing some smart things here with the kicking now after giving up a big yardage and a 98-yard touchdown.
I think they're going to have to.
Kick off some punts, yep. So here comes Lennon and company after a very short reprieve. Most of their drives have been very short, one or two plays. I think the longest was five. The Pios finally stopped them on the last drive, though. Trips right. Sacco moves to Lennon's left, and it's going to go to Sacco, who runs right. He's got good blocking, cuts it up now. He's got first down yardage, and still, nope. Finally brought down at midfield. They're right at the 50-yard line.
Tackled by Luke Brosig.
Luke Brosig with the tackle for the Pios.
He's also there for the Pioneers.
And their friend, Mr. Holm.
16-yard
gain there. Evan Holm. First and 10 Cardinals right at midfield. 11:43 remaining. And don't forget at halftime, John Stillman is our guest, North Central alum and Waukesha South football and baseball coach. Single receivers both sides. Actually, tight twins on the right here. And they hand it out. No, fake handoff. He's going deep downfield. He's got a guy across the middle. It's cut. Boy, he gets popped, though.
He got tatered at
who
the end.
Who was that? I'm trying to see who the D-back is on that.
Late into pass, complete to Robbie Beamer.
Robbie Beamer with the catch.
Receiver's a little shook up. He's coming out of the game.
Anthony Pickens
with the hit on that. First time we've called his name. Filling in for some missing D-backs. It's another North Central first down there at the 29. 21-yard play there. Twins right. Tailback on the left. They go up the middle. He pushes forward, and he's got another first down.
Charles Coleman,
a new tailback in the game. Anthony Pickens again with the tackle. Another North Central first down. That was Charles Coleman on that run. So some substitutions here for the Pio defense. Ball at the 17-yard line, first and 10. Two running backs now. One goes in motion to the left. Lennon goes to the right, though. It's got a lot of room after the catch. I think that's Hardy again. Good tackle there by Pickens. Just short. Pickens with another third tackle in a row. There is a flag, though. Looks like it's coming back, thankfully. That was D'Angelo Hardy. So they faked the screen left and went to the right. So good distraction play there.
It wasn't exactly sniffed out. They executed,
right here, yep.
But there was
so,
a penalty here.
Thank God.
Yeah, because they're driving with authority here.
Yep. So the ball's all the way back at the 27. That'll make it first and about 17. So it's the main scoreboard that's not working. We're basically working off of the small play clocks that have the game clock above it. But everything else, we're kind of left to our vision here and our PA announcer, Jim Godot. Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Lennon's right. Gets the snap. He's looking to his left. Plenty of time. He's going towards the end zone.
Got him.
Cut. He's right there. Touchdown.
Boy, double coverage, and they still got it.
Yeah, I thought he even got a hand on, a finger on that. So for North Central, that was Darius Bird, the running back. Another touchdown pass for Luke Lennon. So now it's 27-14 as we await the extra point here by Sean Reinick. Snap, hold, kick. It's all good. So with 9:49 remaining in the half, it's now the Cardinals of North Central 28 and our beloved Pios of Carroll 14. We'll be back after this quick 30-second break here on the Pio Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away, please.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone, to live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. We're watching a great offensive battle. Don, take it away.
Sean Reinick kicking off for the Cardinals. And that's Keon Miller back to get it at his own three. He runs from his right to his left. Finds a good seam up the
field. Oh, he's going!
Real estate. He's at the 30, the 35, the 40, 45. Finally
nice.
Brought down at about the 49 there. So no flags. So Pios showed the Cardinals that they got some flair in their return efforts.
That was a
great
nice
blocking. Yeah, great. Yep. I mean, I don't think he got touched till he was at their own 40. So.
Well, he took off with authority. There was no thinking or juking or jiving.
Yep.
He took off, man.
He sure
Love
did.
Love seeing that.
So, great field position for the Pios, trailing 28-14. An obviously important drive here, Johnny. I know a lot of time left, but we'd like to stay within shooting distance here of this powerful Cardinal team. Trips right. No receivers left. Jackson Case on Raby's right here. First and 10. And it's a handoff to Jackson Chase going to his left. Boy, he's met there for a loss.
Oh, behind Woo! The line almost. Oh, boy.
Martin Egbo, number 9. You love those DNs that have single-digit numbers. Egbo is there to say, hello, here's a 3-yard loss on me.
Welcome to Mr. Dirt.
Great solo effort there. I like the call because if Egbo's not there, there's a lot of green. But Egbo was not fooled.
Well, he was not.
So ball in the left hash. Twin packages both sides. Case on Raby's left. Second about 13. 9:04 and counting. Pyle's looking to get some points with a 28-14 deficit. And here comes the snap. Raby, a quick pass to Case here on the left. They're going to the left again. Good blocking this time. And Raby gets a lot of that yardage back and more.
We'll take 5 yards.
Yeah, I think that's about an 8-yard because of the loss.
Because of the loss.
It sets up, you're right, a 3rd and 5, Johnny. So good job there. I think it helps to go back to some, you know, after, you know, you get beat bad on a play.
Yeah.
Give that guy another chance. Good confidence.
That was a nice high percentage pass. Good execution.
Yep. So it's 3rd and 6 here at the 46. Twins right, no receivers left. Wing left, tight end. Case on Raby's left. 8:12 remaining in the first half here. And Raby gets the snap, looks to his left. He's got a guy. Oh, broken up beautifully there. He had Trevor Hancock. But that was big number 10. Got an arm in there. Zach Orr. We called his name before. The 200-pound 6'2 junior from Mokena, Illinois, Lincoln Way Central High School.
He timed that one perfect.
Very athletic. Yeah, the way he liked to coach guys how to do that. Good mechanics for sure. It was a good look by Raby. Good pass. But
yeah.
So I think they're going for it here on fourth down. I like the call. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his left. Goes downfield. It's incomplete. He was going for his tight end there. That was Reed Breckheimer, but he had double coverage. So once again, the Cardinal defense responds after giving up the first two drives and touchdowns. Cardinals take over on downs at midfield at their own 46. And I'm okay with that call, Johnny.
Are you?
Got to keep that offense on the field. And I like that they were throwing underneath the coverage.
Yeah, me too. It just looked a little short to me.
Well, that was it. I think Breckheimer wasn't close enough to the pin to get the first down. So we got trips left here. Twins right. Empty backfield for Lennon. First time we're seeing this today for Luke Lennon. Here's the snap, first and 10. And he's got to run out. He's going to run it. No, he gets rid of it.
Wide open.
And it's caught. Wow, he's got some big yardage. He had a guy all alone in the flat. I didn't even see him. I thought he came off of the Carroll sideline. And who's that? What's the number on that receiver, Johnny? Is that a 3 or a 2?
It's a 3.
So Jacob Parody. Parody from Moequa, Illinois. So big gain all the way to the Pioneer 27-yard line.
Not Algonquin?
No, not Algonquin. 7:39 and counting here. Twins left, single receiver right. Fakes a handoff. Looks
he's
left.
Getting in trouble.
He gets it out of him. Wow. The bridges of Marion County with that one. And Lehner, a little shaken up as he gets up.
Boy, you saw that one coming
bridges
a mile
came
away.
From the other side of the field there on a design safety blitz.
He really put the horsepower to him.
He sure did.
What a
from
great
the corner
play.
Spot, Bridges came in on that. Showing great speed on that.
Yes, sir.
Put a nice hit there. So, wow, a rare second and 19. You know, this defense, as you know, John, they average 3.25 sacks a game. So some would say they're overdue here. Third down here. And this time he's going to try to keep it here.
Come on,
he's
let's get him.
Lennon can run. He slides short of a first down there. So that sets up, a manageable third down. I had my downs wrong there. A third and about five as Lehner slides at the 21. I was calling him Lehner there. I was getting him confused with their former city administrator back in Waukesha.
Really?
Back in our university city. For real. Kevin Lehner now with the city of Janesville.
Uh-huh.
And here we go. Twins right, ball on the left hash, single receiver left, a big third down here. Sacco in the game now on Lennon's right. It's going to go to Sacco. He's running left.
Got
he's got some good blocking. He's got first down yardage, and he's close to another touchdown. He's marked about the 1 or 2 yard line there. So, you know, as soon as I saw Sacco come in, I had a feeling it was he was going to get the call on that. On the right side of Lehner. On the shotgun snap, gets a handoff, goes left, and great blocking on the left side of the field there. First down ball at the one here. Now we've got Sacco on Lennon's right here. Single receivers both sides. Streever goes in motion. It's Hardy's going to get it from the left to the right, and he waltzes
it's a walk-in.
In. It's a walk-in, yep. So D'Angelo Hardy scored on a long pass, 76-yard touchdown pass. They decided to give him the 1 yard reception on that. The quick toss off the snap. I think everyone thought Joey Sacco was getting it. So the Cardinals starting to blow it open a little bit here. 35-14 with 5:24 remaining in the half. Sean Reinick in to kick the extra point. And this one, a high one. That'll make it 35-14. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Quick 30-second break. Calvin, take it away.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon down in Naperville, Illinois. Got it right that time. And the Cardinals are taking it, I don't know, taking it to the